the second hour of In Defense of Humanity. We will be taking calls. The number is 1-800-313-9443. And I wanted to relay to the listeners a story about what happened to my relative when we both felt that he had a sleep disturbance. And he was waking up many times at night. We decided, well, you know, it's not a bad idea. Why don't we go to a sleep clinic and let them do an analysis? So I went with him to the sleep clinic and met with this pulmonologist who was close to retirement. I looked at his background. He had a heck of a background. He seemed to be extremely qualified for what he was doing. And he had some ideas about what had happened to my relative, and he was very encouraging. So he recommended a sleep study, which my relative did. Miserable, uncomfortable experience, but they did get some information out of that study and determined that my relative needed to have had severe sleep apnea, which is moments when he would just stop breathing. And eventually, when his blood levels changed, either his O2 went down too low or his CO2 went up too high, it would wake him up. And he was having multiple episodes every hour like this. So the recommendation was for his severe sleep apnea, he should have a CPAP, continuous positive airway pressure machine, which sounded like a good idea. The whole thing was explained to him. However, what was it also made clear to him is that the machine has a transmitter in it that transmits to some tower all of the information of that night as far as how long the equipment was on. We're not entirely sure exactly what information gets transmitted, but this was a requirement of this treatment, is that he would use the equipment, and while he was using the equipment, his sleep patterns were being transmitted to this sleep center, and they would evaluate them and see how he was doing. Then we were told that if he did not use the equipment every night, now Medicare was going to pay for this equipment under a condition, okay? The condition is he had to use the equipment 70% of the time. And this transmission allowed Medicare and the sleep clinic to track how often he was using the equipment and how long he was using the equipment. So this information would then be made available to Medicare. And if he did not meet their 70% requirement, okay, and I verified this with a durable medical equipment salesman who told me that this is exactly what happens. If he didn't meet that 70%, if it was uncomfortable and he could only last so long and he was having a trouble with it and he didn't like it and he wasn't feeling any better, et cetera, et cetera, then he would get a bill from Medicare to pay for the equipment. He would be billed by Medicare. So this was the big, the carrot and the stick. We've decided you need CPAP, and if you don't like it and if you don't sleep with it, then we're going to send you a bill. And this is how they forced, literally, they forced patients to be monitored. They get all that data, and Lord knows what they do with it. So fortunately for my relative, the equipment that he got had in a setting for airplanes. For people who take CPAP equipment on airplanes, they can set this thing to flight, and when it's set on flight, it does not transmit. However, there is a card in the machine that records the events, so should my relative want to take the results of his experience with the machine and whether or not it's working well or poorly, how he's tolerating it, to the sleep clinic, he can do that by just taking the card. But again, This was basically not an option for him to choose. Do you want to transmit? Do you want to participate in this transmission? You know, where we monitor whether or not you're a good boy or not. And this is Medicare who's making these decisions. Medicare, in addition, it turned out that this individual needed some additional oxygen at night. However, the sleep study indicated that his oxygen level, according to Medicare, was not low enough to warrant additional oxygen being used with this equipment. And since Medicare wasn't going to pay for it, the decision of the physician was not to order it. I mean, this is the kind of craziness. If Medicare decides, basically, Medicare, in my opinion, is practicing medicine without a license. Merely by telling Medicare, Medicaid, and increasingly more insurance companies are saying what they will and will not pay for, more and more doctors are going along with it and not ordering things that Medicare won't pay for. So what you have then is Medicare determining healthcare, Medicaid determining healthcare. The insurance industry is determining what our healthcare should be. Now, are they determining this based on the best outcome for us? I don't think so, people. I don't think so. I think we've lost complete control. This is now the industrial medical complex. There's a lot of money to be made, and they're trying to make the determinations of what kind of therapy, what kind of tests we should all be receiving. And I doubt very much it's based on our best outcome. I suspect it's based on profit. In fact, people, I don't know if you've noticed that when you listen to these programs on television and they talk about the healthcare industry, they talk about which industry is doing well, how much money they're making, blah, blah, blah. They're always referring to patients as healthcare consumers. We are healthcare consumers. We're no longer referred to as patients. And when you call these offices, many times the office staff will use that same terminology, you are a healthcare consumer. So we are in deep difficulty. In addition, my close relative had a pacemaker defibrillator inserted. He was not given any choice as to what kind of equipment he would receive. That was determined by the institution and their contracts with medical device companies. And he was given a piece of equipment that transmits. So it's in his body now, and it is transmitting 24/7. He did not know that. He did not make that choice. He did not agree to that condition. That was all done without his knowledge. There was no informed consent. We're back to that. There was no informed consent. You need a pacemaker. We're going to put one in. That was that. No discussion of what kind of pacemaker, what were his chances without the pacemaker, what were the indications. None of that. So the system is replete from top to bottom with a complete lack of informed consent. If we cannot get the information, we cannot consent because we're not informed. And that I saw all over the place. He was prescribed medications that FDA had labeled with black. And that is the most severe warning the FDA can give on any drug, any medication, is they label that it's causing enough harm that they give it a black box warning. Now, that information, the fact that this medication has been designated as a black box medication by the Food and Drug Administration is probably in the awareness of the physician who is prescribing it. But as far as I can tell, these physicians are not informing their patients that I am prescribing a drug that the FDA has designated their most serious caution, warning about the danger of this drug I'm ordering. Do you still want it? That conversation never takes place. So we're back to this nightmare where we're thrust into the system. We don't know which treatments are safe, which treatments are not. Most women still think mammograms are good. We don't know which surgeries are necessary, which surgeries might not be. Again, we need second opinions on all of that, and we need to do our own research. Once we do our own research, get our second opinions, and do our best to inform ourselves, then we've absolutely got to make certain exactly what John Rappaport said. We have to cling as hard as we can to our right to say no to any medication, treatment, test, or procedure without negative ramifications. A while back, I did a program on that, and I'm going to bring this up again, because when he talked about the prescription for turning things around, that's exactly what he said. We have to protect our right to say no. And watching what happened to my relative, I realized that we're going to need to do more than just say no. We're going to have to put something with teeth in it together, and we're going to have to present it in writing. And that's exactly what we did. We created a document, a Declaration of Patients' Rights. For those who didn't listen to the show, we did it earlier this year, and you can look on my website on the right column where all the articles that have been posted recently. Scroll down to the article that says Patients' Right of Informed Dissent. And that's the explanation that I put out there to help people understand why it's important that we have a document and why it's important that we declare that we have this right of informed consent. And of course, if you're going to be able to consent, you can also dissent. So informed consent infers that you also can exercise informed dissent. So I'm going to read that, and I don't think John Rappaport is familiar with this strategy. I do have his email address. Maybe I ought to send him an email and let him know that it's going to take more than a conversation with your doctor. It's going to take a declaration that you give your doctor to protect your rights when it comes to this healthcare nightmare that we are all facing. So what we did is we did a little bit of research, and we found on the National Institute of Health, U.S. National Library of Medicine, there is a site called Medline Plus. That's their site. And it claims that it is trusted health information for you. So we found a page on their website when we did our search for patients' rights. And we made a copy of it. We printed it out one page. But under patients' rights, which is at the top of the page, patients' rights, they state, as a patient, you have certain rights. Some are guaranteed by federal law, such as the right to get a copy of your medical records and the right to keep them private. Many states have additional laws protecting patients and healthcare facilities and different protecting patients. And healthcare facilities often have a patient bill of rights. An important patient right is informed consent. This means that if you need treatment, your healthcare provider must give you the information you need to make a decision. Okay? This is coming again from the National Institute of Health. So we printed this page out stating that according to the National Institute of Health, an important patient right is informed consent, and it means if you need treatment, your healthcare provider must give you the information you need to make a decision. So we made a PDF out of that page, and that's on one side. on the back, and this is on my website, in anticorruptionsociety.com. On my website, on that page that I mentioned, that article called Patients' Right of Informed Dissent, if you scroll down, you can get a link to this document, two pagers. You can print it out. And this is what you need to handle, hand the physician, the hospital, any the public health people, anytime you're encountering our healthcare industry, you need a copy of this and you need to get it into their hands. Don't rely on a conversation. Put it in writing. So this is what the declaration says. At the top, which is on the back of this PDF, is a space to write your name. And you put your name in there and it says Declaration of Patients' Rights. Please insert this document into my medical record. As the patient in our doctor-patient relationship, I am entitled to the right of informed consent to make an informed decision regarding the test, treatment, or medications I receive. I need to know both the benefits and the risks. This would include side effects or adverse reactions of any medication, including vaccines, that you might prescribe. I also reserve the right to seek a second opinion. My refusal of any test, treatment, or medication should not be charted as me being non-compliant, but as me denying my consent based on my right to assess both the risks and the benefits. Note, you can use this declaration to defend against any accusation of failure to adhere to the current standard of care should I refuse any procedure or treatment considered to be standard of care, which many physicians have concluded are not always the best course of action for all patients. For your protection, keep a copy of this declaration in your personal files. Then there's a place to put your name, date of birth, signature, and the date that you signed the document. This needs to be done. I'm sorry to say we need to have this document, and of course keep a copy for yourself. We need to find a way to make it clear that the federal corporation, and incidentally, if you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or there's any, and now Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act has brought all kinds of new rules and regulations from the federal government into medicine. So this is real important that we use this document and we use the authority that the National Institute of Health has, even though they may not deserve it, to protect our right to all the information that we need and our right to say no. We must maintain that. He is absolutely 1,000% correct. If you give up your right to decide what care you're going to take or accept or receive, if you give up your right to make that decision, I'm pretty sorry to say your health is pretty much lost. We'll be back after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Humanity. We have a caller. We're welcoming calls. We're ready to talk about what's going on with healthcare. This is Dave from Delaware. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am. I wanted to say that in regards to this informed consent, because they never give us full disclosure, we should all use the Kobe Bryant defense of saying that is not my authorized signature.
That's not going to help, Dave.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, because, it isn't.
Well, have you looked up the definition of unauthorized signature?
We've already talked about this, and you're talking about a very special case.
The definition is not special. The definition is for all unauthorized signatures. Look it up, and you'll see. Well, they cannot proceed, and they have to drop the charges if you say that is not my authorized signature.
We're not talking about charges here. We're talking about saying no. There are no charges. This is not a court case. This is how do we say no when we're sick and we're dealing with the healthcare system?
Because you're not given the full disclosure, you're unable to form an intent to authorize.
The problem is, without guaranteeing a second opinion, what we found happens is that the medical people say, well, we did disclose, and we're back to he said, she said. Well, what did you disclose? Well, we gave her full disclosure. I mean, we've been down that. I saw that in Living Color. So without this document bringing in the importance of a second opinion, that's the only way you can prove that you didn't get full disclosure, is if you put down in writing that I have a right to a second opinion. And that second opinion can be the internet, it can be another physician, it can be anything you want it to be. There's no...
That is not my authorized signature, so they cannot proceed.
Well, they will. What they do is they say, well, if you're not going to take this medication, then we're going to dump you from our practice and leave you out there with nothing.
Well, that's it. Nothing or death. I'll take death anytime over what they're offering. Well, thank you. Have a good evening.
Uh-huh. Okay. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. again, you know, if you're well, this is kind of all a moot discussion. However, I'm hoping people understand that around a corner could be all kinds of things. You need to be prepared. A lot of people have insurance because they know that unexpected things happen. Having this declaration is, consider it a form of insurance that you can use to stand on should you be facing the medical industrial complex and you are questioning what they're doing. You have a right to informed consent. You have a right to a second opinion, if necessary, to achieve that informed consent. In the case of my relative, the second opinion came from drugs.com and other sites that gave us information about dangerous medication that they were prescribing. Without that information, the outcome might have been very, very poor. And it turned out the outcome was wonderful. So that made me a believer in passing on the word. As John Rappaport said, what can we do? We need to let others know. We need to spread the word that this is a dangerous situation for the American people. These agencies are not protecting us. And as he said, he strongly suspects the reason they're not protecting us is coming from the very top. They know what's going on. Now, he didn't say they're engaged in population reduction. However, many have come to that conclusion, and I happen to be one of them. The other thing is weak people don't fight back. Weak people don't say no. Sick people, you know, the sicker you are, the poorer your health, the less apt you are to offer any kind of resistance to this global corporate takeover, which is ongoing. So weakening you is to their benefit. The other aspect, which I saw evidence of yet one more time, we ordered a pizza tonight and we had it delivered. When I called to place the order, I talked to a living man. He took the order. Pizza was made. The delivery guy came, handed me the pizza and a receipt. And what was interesting was what was on that receipt. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're in our last segment here, and we're talking about our healthcare system. John Rappaport indicated, and I think he's absolutely right, at the top of the heap, at the highest decision-making aspect of what we call, quote, government, and beyond, there is a decision that's being made, and the decision is to incapacitate the population, dumb down the population, and reduce the population. He didn't talk about that. I mentioned I received a receipt when they delivered my pizza, and I looked at the receipt, and it said that if I would call in my orders, if I would go online and type in my order on their website, I will get points for a free pizza. Now, that eliminates the little guy answering the phone. So, again, more and more evidence all the time that they're eliminating living flesh and blood employees in favor of automation and computers. I went to pick up an item at Sears Will Call. There was no more group of women standing behind a counter. Instead, there was a computer. And you typed in the information. And then, after you did your part for free, obviously they don't have to pay you to do that, they save money, out comes your item. And this is happening everywhere. Grocery stores now, you check yourself out. They don't have to pay an employee. You put your stuff through the machine. Surely everybody's aware of this. In fact, I went to a restaurant that had a little computer screen on all the tables. And you could put your order into that computer screen. Now they can eliminate the waitress who takes the order. It's going on everywhere. And you see evidence of it everywhere. Now, what's going to happen to all these people that no longer have jobs because they've been replaced by automation? They can become a problem. All these unemployed people could become restless and a threat to the system. So they don't want a large population of healthy, empowered people saying no to this insanity, to this artificial intelligence world that is growing by leaps and bounds. I swear every day I see more evidence of it. They don't want living people. They want a small crew that will serve them and the surplus they want ill or gone. Now you understand why medicine is so dangerous to us, so dangerous to our health. It does not serve the rulers to have well-informed, educated population saying no to their treatments, their medications, and their tests. They want us to go with the program. Okay, we have another caller, Rob from Nevada. Rob, good evening.
Good evening. First thing I'd like to share is an individual that has been involved in the medical field for a very, very long time because of lack of full disclosure from age three, that I was forced to be self-taught in rights versus privileges under the age of 18 to file my own pro se lawsuit to receive my original medical records, to then pursue the actual medical findings of medical malpractice of severe nature, causing multiple forms of severe medical harm, resulting in 9 months of hospitalization, and how my life was saved was quite amusing. They had my parents sign a non-disclosure, non-circumvent document in order for them to actually reverse the kidney failure they caused by having three unnamed, I'm sure they were, quote, physicians in the medical paperwork, to have ordered to have flown in from out of the United States of America, and this was back in 1968, a, quote, organic product, not FDA approved, not AMA approved, and not statutorily approved, state or federal level, so that the doctors and anybody associated with the hospital would not lose their, quote, license to practice or face felony record. So, in result, it took me until the internet came out to find an actual physician out of the challenge my own private medical findings of the severe medical harm that was causing severe medical everyday problem on my body for 29 out of 32 years due to everybody in the United States of America in, quote, fear to address truth and challenge by validating my own private medical findings with a combination of my own medical records after receiving my medical records after I went straight to federal court on my 18th birthday and filed the pro se lawsuit, and within 48 hours my records were released, and I studied my own research with a combination of all documents already in the New England Journal of Medicine as well as my own records to validate what really happened to me and the actual damage done basically to my brain. I had a traumatic brain injury due to the complete dereliction of medical malpractice, fraud, and cover-up so that nobody would be sued. And in turn, it took me till the internet came out to find a physician that was both A, educated, as well as B, born out of the United States of America, who was willing to challenge me to my findings without me up front telling them all the information. I just gave them a sealed envelope when had my typed up findings. And in so doing, the findings ended up resulted in being documented in the New England Journal of Medicine, and then I was even provided free brain surgery due to what I provided to the world that will change history for any and all patients around any part of the world without my name being used. And in so doing, what I'm on this call for is the most important thing is when we the people learn to come back and unite in a, quote, private fashion that's not been taught by most people within our country. You have the private Rockefellers, the private Warren Buffett, the private Donald Trump, and so forth and so on. And until people learn to come back and unite in a private membership association and unite as a whole and combine all of our intelligences that are not only just listening on this call, but even outside of this call, and we learn to communicate 100% privately, even off of the telephones, because when we learn how to work together in a private fashion, in a united fashion, combining everybody's intelligences and less background as a team, how could any one of us lose when we all have power of attorneys for each other, we all have our private membership working together as a team in all categories of life, none of us will be not protected. And that's it's what this country
It needs. Sounds like a society that Rob Menard, I believe, in Canada was talking about. In fact, I think he set up a society. I did follow him for a while. I don't know how that went, but it sounds like you're proposing that people become members of a specific society.
Well, let me explain. I've also, because of what I've done privately throughout my entire life, you have the what is called naturopathic medical field. And there are groups of naturopathic medical associations of, quote, private nature, in which it's a private membership association only. Why would I, without a licensed practice, without even a college degree, end up being invited after proving my medical research and having the free surgery that I had? But also, I did get a degree later in life. But the point I'm saying is the letter that I received in the mail was through a private form of communication. And the letter basically said they've been watching me very closely all of my life, and they not only highly respect what I have done not only for myself, but also what I have done for other people privately using my private constitutional rights to contract without any public privilege, de facto statutory commercial interference in that private constitutional right to contract with any client in any home in which that patient was then reversed in the medical condition that they had due to the medical malpractice and fraud taking place by each patient's life that I've saved without a, quote, license to practice.
Well, and I'll tell turn, you run into difficulty when you start talking private and public. I know a lot of these people have gone there, and they feel that's an answer. But currently, we're using Federal Reserve notes, and Federal Reserve notes is private currency.
That's correct.
And as such, the presumption, unless you rebut it publicly, the presumption is that you're agreeing to pay your bills with a Federal Reserve note and be part of their commercial network. You need to find a way, and that's why we created the notice of condition precedent. You need to find a way to rebut the presumption that you are a legal juristic person, and you need to do so in a public forum, which is why we
Agreed.
Posted it on the website. And you need to save a copy so that you resurrect yourself. You're a living man. And now that you are a living man and you are putting without prejudice against on everything you sign, now you are actually resurrecting your ability to contract privately. But unless you do that by nature of the Federal Reserve note, the presumption is you don't have that right. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. But at the same token, based on the naturopathic medical field, if I was invited privately to a private membership association convention that takes place in different parts of the entire world that have non-licensed physicians from all parts of the world who unite at these, quote, private membership sessions, and it costs any form of currency to attend those, quote, private membership associations, why is it that I can attend these private membership conventions that are not, quote, open to the public and have no form of, quote, interfering with commerce because they're not inviting the, quote, public to the said private membership association convention? And if we would utilize world medical knowledge, and let alone world language, world resources, world intelligences across the board, all people will be living a much better life. It takes a team of people to realize there's world knowledge, not country knowledge.
Well, I'm having a hard time with that too. I don't see where there's a world language.
Well, I said there's, I didn't say that. I said world knowledge. There are multiple languages. Why is it that the foreign countries, being that I left this country to even validate some things, why is it that the foreign countries, as an example, the brain learns more between the ages of 2 and 4 in that 2-year time frame than what it does the rest of its entire life. So therefore, why is it that the United States doesn't even teach foreign languages until they're in junior high school? But yet the foreign countries teach multi-languages at a very young age, let alone, you know, teaching multiple languages.
Well, we know for a fact they've been dumbing down the American people for
a century.
We've known that. A lot of people have written about that. Sadly, this whole concept of Common Core, they don't want that just to be in the United States. They want that to go worldwide. And so they're hoping to get a educational program to dumb down the population across the planet. So while I agree that in other countries the educational system is most likely superior, we all have to be aware that the controllers want to control medicine, education, and all of society, and a legal system, a international legal system. They also want international birth certificates. I mean, they're moving in that direction, and I appreciate the fact that you have located a group of people who are doing their best to preserve their individual rights to determine what healthcare they accept or reject. I totally think that's wonderful. I don't know that how long they're going to allow that. I'd be interested to see how well it goes, because that would be a competition for them, and we both know, you and I know for sure, they hate competition.
Well, why is it that recently, that here's a good one for everybody to make aware of, since Amazon is a very well-known company, kind of ironic, Amazon recently purchased, of all companies, quote, Whole Foods, a 100% organic food store. And of all companies to purchase Whole Foods, Amazon, a multi-billion dollar corporation, worldwide corporation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They want a centralized control, absolutely. But don't make the presumption that Whole Foods is 100% organic, because it is not. And don't make the presumption that Amazon won't change policies, because I'm expecting them to do so. I've been watching closely to see how that's going to play out. I mean, they can keep their name and try to keep their reputation, and slowly but surely they can move in products with GMO, and they are already.
I would agree with that, and there's many circumstances I can say that we've all, you know, do come across, but, you know,
right.
I guess my biggest concern, and it has been all of my life, only because of the real life personal experience, that I've always felt that the biggest problem in any part of the country is, you know, when we all understand that the government itself is simply a foreign entity, and when even the founding fathers of our country stated, we gave you a republic if you can keep it.
Yeah.
And when knowledge in it, go ahead.
Yeah. People are having a hard time getting that duality in their head. I am finding that it's actually just a corporation. I'm afraid we're going to have to kind of close down this discussion, Rob. I'm glad you called in. We're almost at the end of the show. Thank you, and good luck to you. It sounds like you're getting healthier and healthier, and I think that's fabulous. So, people, we went through healthcare again. We offered another solution, which is declaration of your patient's rights. I will try to send that to John Rappaport. Again, if you can avoid the medical industrial complex, most smart people do. But there is that moment where you may find an accident or some heart attack or something, and there you are in it. And they do have the ability in their emergency department many times to keep you alive. From that point on, however, you have to be careful, because then the whole pharmaceutical system and the whole corporate system kicks in and right in the middle of your cure as you're trying to recover. So we've talked about that again and again, and don't forget, please listen to our imaging prayer that we do at the end of every show every week, and please try to take time to image the world as you know we deserve it to be and as we all know it could be. We'll be back next week. Good night.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.